I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you were not here yesterday,
yes.
I figured that was the beginning of your holiday
no,
break.
No, no. I had a little MRI action on the shoulder.
How's the shoulder?
Yeah.
How'd it go for you?
It went okay. I don't even know anything till January the 9th when I see the guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I had this thing in my arm that's all messed up and shoulder and stuff. So yeah. I'm this arm is kind of useless.
But you will,
it's pointless.
You will DH this year.
By the way, I think.
Yeah, your second Tommy John.
This seriously. I think I might have like a torn labrum or something.
Yeah.
One of those.
Is that's affecting your velocity?
That's Ireland's diagnosis.
Torn labrum.
I'm like, what do you know?
How'd you do in the tube?
It's
a little claustrophobic
it's
in there.
It's very claustrophobic and it's very loud.
How long? How long are you in there for?
I was probably
15,
in there
20 minutes?
For. Yeah, I'd say 15
right.
minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
so
it's
I have
intense.
One tomorrow, believe it or not.
Do you really?
I do, on my knee.
Oh, okay.
And I've had them before for my back, for my shoulders,
that's not
and
so
a
bad,
variety of different.
You just stick your leg,
you just stick
in,
your
the
leg in there. I'm a little wider than you are.
A little.
I'm a little thicker
yeah,
than you are.
Sure, yeah, sure.
The MRI tube doesn't come in multiple sizes.
Oh, right. There's no extra large?
There's no.
I'll have the MRI extra large, please.
There is no X. By the way, I prefer two X's on my MRI tube
X,
if you can.
Yeah.
That's a pretty tight fit when I get
it is
in there.
It is tight.
It's the ceiling over your face.
Oh, right at your face.
Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah.
You close your eyes and just kind of wait for it to be over? Or?
Yeah, close your eyes and think of something else.
It's a bad
go
deal.
To your happy place.
Think of
I was listening to you guys talk about your gifts,
yeah.
Your greatest gifts. Everybody apparently got a Nintendo.
I didn't. It's a little. I'm a little.
See, I'm a little.
Yeah.
I'm out of Nintendo. You're Nintendo.
Mace, at that time, this was like in 1990.
Yeah.
The Super Nintendo, like you can't get, it's as big as a console as you can possibly
sure.
get. That was instantly came to my mind. We're like greatest Christmas gifts. I'm like definitely Super
what
Nintendo.
What was the best thing that you got as a kid, as an adult, or all the above?
As an adult, for my 50th, Christmas during my 50th birthday year, one made an album and he went through all of the old photos, the family photos that we had.
Like when you were a kid or when
I was a little
together?
Kid,
wow.
when my brothers okay. were little,
oh,
when
incredible.
My grandparents were in pictures and put them all together so I could see my life in pictures, I honestly cried at
of
the
course.
End of it. It was like, oh my God, somebody put this much time into a gift and it was so beautiful.
A great gift, yeah. right? To have all of those things together in a meaningful way. And the thought that accompanies it
yes.
is like the takes it to a whole nother
I'm
level.
Not saying that this is how it went.
Mm-hmm.
But did you give him like a Amazon gift card before?
yes.
And then you're done.
No,
so now you did your part.
In
and
fairness,
then-
it was a Starbucks card.
25?
20.
There was actually remaining. There was yeah. 1988 remaining on
have
the
you ever, this might be your answer, Mace, but Slee, like you've received something so thoughtful and
oh, yeah.
so touching, and you did nothing of the sort to reciprocate.
Yeah.
That is an incredibly warm feeling and dreadful. Like, I'm a terrible person.
Yeah.
I couldn't
yeah.
come up with something like this.
Juan does a really good job with gifts. Like, for my birthday this year, he got, well, there were two packages. One, I opened, it contained a razor blade. The second one had a bunch of letters that I had to put together into a puzzle.
Okay.
Wow. And it was Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Awesome.
And it's the razor blade is because Juan told me that if I ever have to sit through a Bruce Springsteen concert, I would rather
slip
my wrists. So this is his concession that, yes, I will go see old school Springsteen. That was a great gift.
That's a fantastic
damn.
Gift.
Juan is very thoughtful.
Juan is very, very thoughtful.
I guess so.
Yeah, I always say, just send me a link to the Amazon thing you want. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
It's the way I roll.
She's at work today, so I don't even know why.
What'd you get her?
She tells me what she wants, and then she orders it for herself.
Oh, is that right?
And I will try to add
and
one
wraps it.
Thoughtful.
She wraps it for herself, too.
Slee, yes.
That was a joke on my end.
Yeah.
No, I did not know. I feel so bad about it. I will try to get one thing a year that I come up with on my own, that I shop for on my own, that I wrap. But she's like, well, I need these. I've already ordered them. They're in the closet. You can wrap them, or I'll just do it myself.
Yeah, I hate the people buy stuff and then wrap the gifts themselves and then open the gifts on Christmas. It's like you already know what's in there. What is this performative thing you're doing?
It's the ritual, right? It's the ceremony of tearing the paper.
Tearing the paper. Oh, it's like, I already know what's in it. I wrapped it for me, myself.
Have you ever do the thing where you forgot what's in the box that you actually did go and buy for somebody?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I knew I put that somewhere. There it is.
When my dad was alive, his favorite, well, he had two favorite shows. It was Walker, Texas Ranger, and Tyra. He loved
Tyra Banks,
Tyra Banks talk show. So
I also loved that show.
That's a very eclectic grouping of TV shows.
And my dad was so into Tyra. So one Christmas, I'm home, and my dad never bought gifts for anybody. And he's showing me Tyra. He says, see, she has these big hoop earrings. And they were like big hoop earrings. Get some of those for mom and wrap them up for me. I'm like, I am not going to get these gigantic Tyra Banks hoop earrings for mom.
Would your mom be like, what the hell are these things?
Yeah, how do I even wear these things? But my dad, he wanted mom to look like Tyra with the big earrings.
He's trying to set himself up for success.
My brother, since we're telling stories, my brother Travis, one year, we all wake up one morning and we're looking at the Christmas gifts and we realize all of them have been unwrapped and then rewrapped. So the paper is like
loose
and kind of torn in places.
Sure.
And we realized my brother opened every single gift under the tree and then rewrapped it because he wanted to know what was in the packages.
Okay. I know that people do that.
Yep.
I know that people sneak around the house and try to find the hiding spot and all that stuff. I never wanted to spoil
I don't
the surprise.
Know either.
I love that moment of, oh,
I'm
that's
with you
great.
On that. Yeah.
Did he get what he was looking for?
I forget. He got scolded so badly. I don't know if he really had a good Christmas or not.
My parents was always I got the Nintendo, everything, but still to this day, I'm getting some kind of sweater or shirt from Macy's. That's happening.
Yep.
Okay?
Socks.
It's the same.
Love socks.
Literally
socks
the
are great.
The same thing from when I was 21 to now, something's coming from Macy's and the receipt is there and they already kind of know I'm probably not going to like it. So it's like, go ahead and exchange it.
When I was in my...
Why not just cut to the gift card portion of this?
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Like if they know you're not going to like the sweater or the shirt and they got the gift...
But gift cards are no... There's no thought in a gift card.
Yeah, there's just
true.
In case I like it.
Yeah.
Just in case
they're
I actually like it.
They're hoping for that base hit. Yeah.
And the receipts in the box.
Yeah,
that's the other thing. The receipts.
That's always
and I've never gone back to Marshall's to exchange this.
So you got a whole shelf in your closet of Marshall's golf shirts that never
got all the receipts too. Still,
he had the best suggestion. You said one day go out, treat yourself. You said get all of the stuff that you have. You might have gift cards. You might have something from In-N-Out, Islands, this. He's like, you should do a day. You and Susan, you mentioned. They just take all the gift cards that they have, and they go spend it.
You know how they accumulate gift cards?
I've got a bunch that we haven't used.
We keep them all in a drawer.
Yep.
And then once or twice a year, we're like, let's go spend all of these gift cards this weekend.
Yeah.
And
it's
you
good
just
kind
of go from place to place, and you tear through them
you
all.
You realize in California, I don't know if this is every state, but in California, gift cards never expire.
They're cash.
Yeah, they're cash. In 10 years, if you have that gift card.
Even if it has an expiration date, it cannot expire.
They cannot expire.
Yes,
the
that's
hell
true.
Out of here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you've been throwing away those $10 In-N-Out gift cards, you're throwing two double doubles down the trash.
Damn.
Yeah. Don't do that. Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. Speaking of In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger's all about.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's going on, guys? Laura, did I get a good afternoon from you?
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Did you growl
much.
Though? I didn't hear the growl.
Your growl
is
bad.
This is your New Year's resolution.
Yeah, for next growl year, better. A correct growl.
Come I on. Want you during your
You know.
That's a good growl. That's a good growl.
You nailed that.
That's pretty good, pretty good.
Yeah, good.
See,
news.
Now you can I'm just trying. Join in when everyone else is growling.
I feel like it's a boys thing, you know?
No, it is a show thing.
Okay.
So here's the deal today. We got a whole bunch going on. We're leading up to Lakers at Chicago. And Cappy's going to be here coming up at 1:30. In the meantime, it's me, Bergman, producer Brian, producer Laura. And one of the things that happened the other night when the Lakers lost to the Knicks
was huge.
I lost $315,000 mythical dollars. I am wiped out for the year.
You're with me. $0.
So you're saying I have a chance.
Listen, Brian, this is the thing. You should really make a bet.
Okay.
You should make a parlay bet and beat Ireland.
No.
Yes.
Let him do what he wants to do with his money.
It's pretend money. Right.
No, but it's his pretend money.
Right.
I was already thinking about a little parlay of the Lakers and Rams.
Okay. Let him do what he wants.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Lakers and Rams.
Don't force it. That's a good bet.
What's a 2-to-1 on?
It's not really that much. I think it's 2-to-1.
Is that enough to get him into the game?
If he,
because Ireland's going to make a bet tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
He is going to make a bet tomorrow. A two-leg parlay. Let me see what the odds are.
Yeah, because Brian has not bet much.
It's two and a half to one.
What about a 3? Lakers play back-to-back, right?
Lakers play.
Yeah, today and tomorrow.
And tomorrow, right.
So you can do a parlay of Lakers tonight, Lakers tomorrow, and Rams tomorrow.
Well, I kind of like that.
You can. So if that's, but you choose what you want. You can sit on your money, and if Ireland loses all of his, you win the year.
Yeah. Life belongs to the bold, Brian.
Let him do his. Yeah.
Life belongs to the bold. Do it.
Yeah.
By the way, I know they're at Chicago today. Tomorrow we've got Ireland, right?
Yes, Ireland is for the whole show. You are not for the whole show.
Correct. They're at Minnesota tomorrow.
I thought you hated schedule talk. You're talking about, do we have Ireland
no,
tomorrow?
No, because you
do
just, you just, because I was trying to figure out what the game was tomorrow. I didn't realize, so it's a back-to-back, but yes. We have Ireland the entire time.
Yes, Ireland is with us the entire time. Cappy will be here in about, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Yeah. By the way, what all of our Mythical Money stuff is brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Easy.
So, did you read the Wall Street Journal today?
I read the Wall Street Journal every single day, Mace. Do you,
Producer Ryan, did you see the Wall Street Journal?
I think I missed that one.
You missed that one?
Well, Laura, you read the Wall Street Journal all the time.
All the time, and I actually did read it.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow,
so,
look at her.
So today—
You're the only one.
There's a big feature on Sean McVay in the Wall Street Journal, and they are talking about this year being possibly Sean McVay's best coaching job. Remember, they're 7-7 with the chance to—tomorrow night's basically a playoff game against New Orleans at SoFi Stadium. They say McVay's work with this year's Rams roster, one of the youngest groups in the entire league, stands as a striking accomplishment even for a coach who has won a championship and been a mainstay in the postseason. He has transformed one of the NFL's least experienced teams into an unexpected playoff contender with a promising future for years to come.
I mean, this was a very impressive year this year. Do you think it was better than the first year with Jared Goff? When they went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff.
2018.
Yeah, that was a different style of team. He came off of having Jeff Fisher years all the way
that yep.
And took a team with, when we all thought that Jared Goff was a bust,
yep.
Took him to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Now you have Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, you still have all of your guys.
Right.
They're all young and new and rookies. Is this one to you better than that one that took Jared Goff to the Super
Bowl? Well, I mean, obviously that team went to the Super Bowl. So.
Well, but still, it was not supposed to go to the Super Bowl.
It was not. I'm going to be honest. I love this story. I love the Rams. They're not a Super Bowl team this year.
No.
But I think they are the fifth best team in the NFC.
So if you're the fifth best team in the NFC, then you can possibly be a Super Bowl team. You have to believe there's a shot. If you're the fifth best team,
right?
You have a shot at it. You win the first round.
Remember, by the way, they're on the road for the entire playoffs.
Entire time. But if they get hot at the right time, which they seem to be doing.
So at Dallas, at Philly, at San Francisco, at Detroit. What a home run that would be. Jared Goff versus Matthew Stafford. That'd be the greatest playoff game in a long time.
If you believe the narrative that the NFL is scripted,
yeah,
that is 100% scripted. That they play the Detroit Lions and Jared Goff in the first round.
It is a perfect matchup.
Yes.
They point out, again, the Wall Street Journal, which I do not subscribe to.
So how did you read it?
On Apple News. Apple News. Do you subscribe to Apple News?
I have an Apple phone, so it comes to me.
Okay, but you have to pay for Apple News.
Do you?
Yeah, you have to pay for Apple News, right?
Really?
Brian, you know the answer to that, don't you?
You
know
the answer to these things. And then you get, I pay Apple News, they give me The Athletic, they give me The Wall Street Journal, they give me all the stuff that I don't necessarily subscribe to.
Okay, so if I click the Apple News button on my phone.
Yeah, what happens?
I get news.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I just
Supreme Court something. Oh, wait, nope. Stuff's coming up. Time is running out to get 3 months free of News Plus.
Oh, you have News Plus.
You have News Plus.
I have News Plus, yeah.
Okay. No, I don't have that.
So that's where I got the article, because the Wall Street Journal is an extremely expensive thing to subscribe to.
There's too many things to subscribe to just in general, like including TV, and now having to, we already did The Athletic. That's already something I can't do the Wall Street Journal too.
Yeah.
No, it's never going to be read.
Super expensive.
I don't do the LA Times.
I'm just pointing out this one article that I have read in the Wall Street Journal in the last year.
Okay. But you watch the New Yorker, though. You read the New Yorker, obviously.
I don't read the New Yorker. The articles are so long in the New Yorker. Who's a big New Yorker guy?
Mike Trudell.
Mike Trudell.
He used to send it to you, right?
He would say, here's a copy of the New Yorker. You got to read the article about so-and-so. I'm like, oh, geez.
So here's the thing. I have the LA Times because they do these little pockets where you get a really good deal. So for like 6 months, I subscribed for $1 a month. So $6.
It goes up to
right. But you cancel it. And then
they call you and say, why'd you cancel?
Yeah. And then they give you the same deal for another 6 months.
Right.
I find loopholes, man.
So that's a good loophole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in other words, you subscribe.
You know.
Here's the thing, though. I'll say about the LA Times. I think we should all support the LA Times.
Yes, we're in LA.
It's our paper. It's our stories. It's our teams. Yeah. It's our local news.
Greg's like,
You're not in on it. No, you're not selling me.
It's a dollar.
Yeah, it is a dollar.
That's besides the point.
No, it's not.
How often am I going to read the LA Times and not get the exact? Look, we all talk about Dylan Hernandez. You read Dylan Hernandez and you're saying, okay, you have to take it with a grain of salt. Bill Plaschke, we love Bill Plaschke as a guy. You have to take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, but
everything you read in the LA Times is a grain of salt.
I'm going to give a big shout out. Jack Harris, who writes baseball for the LA Times,
is
a great writer.
He is. I get a lot of his stuff on Twitter.
Yes, yes.
He says it all
there.
And I spend $0 on Twitter.
Yeah, I don't spend money on Twitter.
Well, a lot of people do.
Yeah,
that's how they get their blue check mark.
You have to pay for the check mark.
Yeah, see, I know.
I'm not paying for no check mark.
No, by the way, you know, they stole my check mark, then they didn't give it back to me. I still don't have a check mark. No.
Who has
it? You didn't put Morales back into the Circle of Trust.
I don't know how to get him back in. Into the Mafia. I don't know how to get him back in.
He has to request to be in. So he's probably not going to do that. And who has the check
now? Wait, it's free to get in. You don't need to. And I don't think anybody has it.
No, he's blocked. He told me he's blocked from the Mafia.
Someone has it wrong. I don't know who it is.
It's him.
We can go with that, sure.
Yeah,
but for some reason, I mean, the community is something that you can just go into. Are you accepting people, or is it allowed?
I'm accepting people on a one-by-one basis. I'm a moderator.
You have to have plus yes, you're allowed
correct.
In? Yes.
I go look at a profile, and I say, oh, that's a real person.
Yep.
And then I look at a profile, and it's like, some sex thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, I'm not going to let the sex thing into the Mafia.
They would like it if you did.
We'll send you dirty photos. That comes in all the time. And I'm like, no, I block those people. So I block Morales. Mm. I don't know how to unblock him. Anyways.
I mean, it's not the end of the world. I don't think he wants to be in anyway.
Yeah, I don't care if he's in there or not. Coming up next, Cappy's going to join
Cappy.
Us, right?
LaBoot.
And the latest on Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yamamoto.
I tried. The last name throws me off.
Why?
Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
You said it all right there. That was perfect.
Okay. We'll do that coming up next. Plus, Cappy's going to join us in the meantime. Let me tell you, I'm driving today. I love my car. I love my Hyundai. I got it a couple of weeks ago, and it is spectacular. I got the Elantra Hybrid, and I look today. I'm getting 49.2 miles per gallon. And the whole team over at Santa Monica Hyundai hooked me up with this beautiful, beautiful ride. And now it's your turn with the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. You're going to find the best deals on the Hyundai you've always wanted. You can check out, and I drove all these, the Santa Fe, the Kona, which is really fun to drive, the Sonata, which is really stylish, or how about a spectacular 2024 Ioniq 6. It is, if you want to go EV, this is your car. Just a beautiful, beautiful ride with every feature that you can imagine. That's the Ioniq 6 for 2024. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. 3 years, 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. For confidence now and miles down the road, do like I did. Get in, get away. With a great deal, it's your journey. Own every mile at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Visit buyhyundai.com or see your SoCal Hyundai dealer today. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, here we go. Caller number 7 is Tomoya Sato from San Gabriel. Tomoya, congratulations, man. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you're caller number 7. That means now it's time for you to pick a holiday box. It could be Travis, Sliwa, me, Ireland, Shadano, or Cap. Which box do you choose?
As a fellow Arcadia High Apache, I got to go with the Travis box.
Travis box.
The Travis Box.
Here we go. Let's see what's inside the box. Congratulations. You win a pair of hockey tickets to see LA's favorite hockey team.
Yeah.
I think. Across the street at Crypto.com on Wednesday, January 24th, to take on the Buffalo Sabres, plus a gift card from our friends at Islands Restaurants. And that's what's in the box, Jack.
Tomoya, congratulations. A little hockey and a little Islands.
Sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Tomoya Sato from San Gabriel. What station takes care of you during the season of winning?
710 ESPN LA.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
The 12 days of 710.
The 12 days of 710. It's the season of winning on 710.
I love how excited you get when you do it right.
I know. I used to be really good at all this stuff. Now I'm terrible.
I know.
It's
why?
Like play
what
this,
happened?
Play that.
We do this every year. The 12 days of 710 happens every year.
Do we have Cappy? Cappy, are you any good at doing the machinations of the giveaway with the boxes and all that business?
Yeah. You talking to me?
Are you any? I just said, I started with Cappy.
Didn't hear that.
And then I asked you a question. I said, are you any good at doing the machinations of doing the giveaways?
No, not really. I don't think I'm very good at the execution of it at all. Now, I know for you, you're probably stoked. I just saw you raise your hands over your head like a touchdown because Morales isn't there to like give you this stink eye to like root for your failure. I mean, the guy prays for your downfall all the time. Mine too.
Yep.
And he'll sit there and he'll look at you with this like anger
glare.
Like, screw it up. Screw it up, man. Come on, Mace. You suck. Screw it up, Mace. You suck, Mace.
And then you know what? I get tired. I get
Shinano, professional broadcaster, look at the way he hits.
Oh, he just put on a masterclass.
You're good at doing features and whatever not. So, Cappy, what's up?
Well, first of all, Bergie, love the Kobe sweatshirt. Isn't that you're rocking.
Thanks, man. By the way, in the Mafia, I'm getting a lot of questions. Where'd you get that? How do I get one? All that stuff.
You know what? One of those. I don't know where mine went.
I had one too, but that, I think they got discontinued somehow.
Well, it wasn't discontinued. They got told they weren't allowed to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because they were just making these sweatshirts. I don't remember the company's name, but it's cool because so it's at eight. The eight is sideways because so it's like
an infinity.
Like an infinity sign. It has the 2 and the 24 on the arms. I love this sweater. Yeah. Every time, Cappy, I go anywhere wearing this, at least 3 people stop me and say, that's an awesome sweater.
Yeah, I'm jealous. I don't have my. I also love your Los Angeles swagger hat.
Yeah.
This is the Sunday swagger hat that if you don't look carefully enough, you just think it's a Laker hat because of the colors and the font, which is really cool.
Which is why I got it.
Now, Now, let me just ask you guys a quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys see the Sunday swagger drop today? On social media?
No, I did not.
I did. This is very cool, Cappy.
I got to find it. Describe.
Well, I haven't seen it. That was my question.
You mean it got dropped and you didn't see it?
Right.
You didn't see it?
No, I haven't seen it yet today.
Oh, there's a whole big thing. It's a big promotion that Sunday Swagger is doing with the station.
Yeah, because Mace, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You know how I've been the one saying on the air that, hey, look, if you ever get an invitation to the 710 suite, Laker game, Kings game, concert, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know you say this, yeah.
If you get an invitation to the 710 suite, be there, take it, don't deny it, don't turn it down, don't say I got something else to do or I'll do it another time. 710 suite inside crypto is the place to be.
Yes.
Okay? So now...
But we're not allowed to invite people there.
However,
yeah.
I do believe that Sunday Swagger has done something today where maybe they're going to do some kind of a sweet takeover, and we're going to invite people in.
Oh, yep. Really?
So, Bergie, do you have the deets on this?
I have it all right here. So it's on Instagram. There's a little bit on Twitter too. But if you go to the Sunday Swagger Instagram, they have a whole thing that says, we're teaming up with our amazing friends over at ESPN Los Angeles. That's us. Thank you very much. To give away the ultimate VIP experience of a lifetime. One winner and a guest will get, listen to this,
okay,
Mace.
I'm listening.
VIP access to the ESPN LA studios on Monday, January 22nd.
Cool.
To watch Sedano and Cap do their live radio show from 4 to 7 p.m. Drinks after the show at the Nixo Lounge with Cappy and crew.
Oh,
and
just over there.
Yeah, with Sedano, Cap, and the entire crew.
Wow.
And you love that place, right, Cappy? We go there.
I do. I love that place. I'll be staying there that night.
Yep.
East Central.
And then you also get 2 all-inclusive tickets to the ESPN LA suite at Crypto.com Arena for the hockey game to hang out with the ESPN LA crew.
So what changed? I heard we were not allowed to do this. And we were not. I always said, let's bring a group of listeners to a hockey game.
Here's
now,
what's changed.
These guys are doing it, and you're not.
We tried.
We did, but I mean, somebody screwed it up. Somebody
and it
badly
wasn't me,
screwed it
and
up.
It
was
wasn't
not
you.
I don't want to say
who was it
was.
Come
but
on, tell me what happened. Tell me what happened.
I'm not going to say.
No, we don't like to just.
Okay, here's what happened. I'll tell
there
you what
go,
happened.
Mace.
I'm not going to tell
go, Mace.
You who did it.
Okay, go ahead.
So we gave away passes to join us in the suite for a Kings game.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and Bergman are there, and we're waiting for the listeners, and
like,
the listeners are supposed to be showing up, and nobody's there. And then we called somebody, and somebody said, oh, we forgot to tell the listeners exactly when to be there and what night it was and all that stuff. So it was just me and Bergman at a hockey game.
Does that person still work at 710?
What's that?
Does that person still work at 710?
Nothing is being said.
Nothing is being said.
Come on. There's no way.
No.
You don't survive that.
Cap, let it go.
Yeah, Cap, let it go.
I don't want. Why does it got to be like that, girl?
I want to bury somebody.
No. Come on, Queen.
Look, we're,
do you
want to
start? You
want to
start the day by burying somebody?
No, I just assume that person didn't work at the station anymore because that's a fireable offense.
I did not make a big deal of it because I did not want there to be any question about.
There was no
anybody.
Big deal. We watched a hockey game and it was fun. And because hockey, we were talking about this earlier, is the best live sport.
It is great.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I just went to my first Kings game. I've lived in Southern California for 22 years. I just went to my very first Kings game. I've been to plenty of Ducks games throughout the years, but I've never been to a Kings game. Went last week, had a blast.
Yep.
Mace, this was after you and I had done the ice skating.
Right, this was the night they played Winnipeg, right?
Right. And so I went to the game, and now, Bergie, you know what I really want?
What?
I want to ice skate during a Kings game.
Yes.
I want to clean the ice at those little TV timeout breaks that they have.
Yep.
I want to go on the ice with the LA Kings cleanup squad. And I want to skate on the ice of an NHL game.
And scoop up the ice.
And scoop ice chips. And I want to have a GoPro on or somebody that can shoot video of it. I want to do
this is great.
Come on, Mace. This is right up your alley.
Oh, this is it's not up my alley.
No, it's up yours, though.
My alley does not include skating on the ice at crypto.com.
So, Cappy, we're going to get in touch with the right people, and I think we could try and make that happen.
Dude, it would be great.
It would be amazing.
And I'll tell you when. You want to know the best time to do it?
When?
Is the same night that we're going to do this Sunday Swagger
22nd?
Suite night.
Oh,
January 22nd.
That is a good
right?
night.
Where I'm out on the ice, and everybody's up in the 17-10 suite losing their minds. Like, yeah!
You know what? Top it off.
What's that?
National anthem.
Are you going to this game? Are you going?
Sure. I mean, if they invited me to sing the national, if it was like ESPN LA night, and Cappy scooping ice,
yes,
and listeners are in the suite,
yes,
and I'm singing the anthem. You're talking about just like spectacular. It's an ESPN LA spectacular.
And I'm going to wear a Sunday Swagger shirt on the ice.
Nice.
As you should. So you know somebody, Mace. We all know somebody, but you know somebody very, very high up in
very
this
high
world.
Up.
You should go to that person. Just say, hey, I want to do something.
His name rhymes with Rook Lobotai.
Oh, you know Rook Robotai?
Yes, correct.
No, I didn't know you realized. You know,
I know Luke Lobotai, bud.
Reichel Moth.
Yeah. Reichel Moth could probably help, too. It rhymes with Reichel Moth.
Hey, I want to just say something. You guys were talking before the previous segment about the LA Times.
Yes.
And Mace, I mean, I can appreciate your support of journalism.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Bergy, I can appreciate your support of, hey, I can get this content on Twitter.
Yep.
Let me tell you that one of my New Year's resolutions are going to be to clean up my mess. And here's what I mean.
Okay. Cited on LA Times.
Well, that's already in works. That deal is going down. But that aside, I have two subscriptions to the LA Times. Don't know why. Have one subscription.
Yeah, this happens.
Dude, like one is like $16 to my one email address, and another one is $16 to my other email address, and I have two subscriptions to the LA Times, and I only use one.
Don't you have an accountant for this?
And recently, I received from our union.
From SAG-AFTRA, yeah.
From SAG-AFTRA, a special deal right now. You can get the LA Times for only $1 a month.
Get out of here.
So right now, I'm paying $32 for the LA Times a month, and I should only be paying $1 a month.
Two.
I gotta clean it up, man.
It'd be $2 because each email address is $1.
I would cut back to only one, Bergie.
Right. Like, I was double Hulu'd for a while. I had two Hulu accounts.
You know you can get it for free.
I know. I'm supposed to get it for free. I've never been able to figure out how to get it for free.
The problem with it, though, and I got the free version.
Yeah.
Commercials on everything. Disney Plus, Hulu.
Oh, yeah.
And
no,
ESPN. Commercials.
No, I got no commercials.
Yeah. Really?
It's actually kind of frustrating.
I just watched something last night on Hulu. What did I watch? Oh, there's a show called Murder at the End of the World that's pretty good.
Hey, has anybody seen season 3 of The Morning Show?
Yeah.
No.
Dude.
It's great, isn't it?
Really great. And the only reason I bring it up is because it's the only series I've seen in like the last 2 years. So I just wanted to sound cool.
No, it's really good. I think Billy Crudup's
really
entertaining. And the obviously Jennifer Aniston. I'm not a big fan of Reese Witherspoon, but
Why
she's
not?
In it too. She doesn't do it for me.
Well, I mean, listen, if you gave
actress.
Me the choice, if you said, who do you want to...
I know who you would.
Right, I want Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Listen, believe me when I tell you, Reese Witherspoon is a nice silver medal to have.
Yes.
Okay,
you know,
Cappy, you're going to have to fight Brian Cohen for Jennifer Aniston. You know that, right?
It's going down.
Cohen,
it's not going down.
Is that you?
She would be as disgusted as I am that you're still a Chargers fan. Trust me, you got no shot, kid.
She's going to look at those curls and be like, wow, I want that man.
Oh!
Listen to that, Cappy. You have that swag.
I thought he was talking about me.
You got no curl swag. That's the thing about you.
I got curl swag.
You got no curl swag.
I'm not currently rocking curl swag,
correct.
But I've had it in the past, so I still have it with me.
I'm watching you on YouTube right now. You have no curl swag.
No curl swag.
Not even if you grew it out, you don't see
The only
curl
person
swag.
Here with curl swag is producer Brian.
Correct.
Yeah. Let my hair grow out, dude, I got much better curl
I'm
swag.
I'm like, you mean?
Do it.
No way.
Do it. All right, coming up next, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. Plus, I got that Yamamoto update for the Dodgers. Are they in it? How deep are they in it? All that kind of stuff. It's not Mason and Ireland Day. It's a combo plate. Me, Kaplan, and Bergman, 710 ESPN.
All right, before we hit this break, I want to talk to everybody about Prize Picks. Now, listen. Here's what I've done so far. I want you to listen to my plays, and then I want you to send me your plays. Go on to Prize Picks, share when you make your play, put it on Twitter, tag me at Scott Kaplan, and I want your Prize Pick selections because here's what I've done so far. I've got Cooper Kupp tomorrow to go for more than 48.5 yards receiving. combined it with Alvin Kamara from the Saints to go for more than 49.5 yards rushing. That $20 play is going to bring me back three times my money at $60. Now, last night, I had Kevin Durant to go for more than 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists. He had 49. And I combined that with Cooper Kupp to go for more than 49.5 yards receiving tomorrow in this big game against the Saints. So, Cooper Kupp, my brother, I know you're listening. Real simple, bro. First quarter, let's get past the 50 yards, and then let's go win the game. But let's first win our prize pick. Can we do that? PrizePicks.com/Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y. PrizePicks.com/Cappy. Join me and now nearing 8 million people around the world that are playing Prize Picks. They'll match your first deposit 100% up to $100. PrizePicks.com/Cappy.
All right, here we go on a combo plate day. That means Cappy plays along with Wheel of Questions. And look what came up.
Hi, Cappy.
Hi, guys.
Hey. So this is interesting. I'll be curious to know your response, Cappy.
Mm-hmm.
You could be would you rather be friends with Frosty the Snowman or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? It's a Christmas-themed hypothetical.
Huh.
Huh.
Would you rather be friends with Frosty the Snowman?
Yep.
Or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Oh, boy.
We do some stupid questions around here. This is right up there.
This one's particularly dumb.
Yeah.
You want to go first, Cappy?
Yeah, I'll take the first one. Initial reaction here
is
Rudolph.
Right.
Couple of thoughts.
Yep.
One, Rudolph, as we know, can pull the sled.
Yes.
And with that red nose, can illuminate the sky.
I've seen the movie.
Okay. My problem with Frosty the Snowman is that I think that around like end of March.
You nailed it. This is true.
My man melts.
This is where I was going.
Well,
right?
And walking now, freezer.
And now once he melts, now I have to mourn Frosty the Snowman.
Correct.
Whereas Rudolph can hang around all year, I think.
Right. Frosty, there's just like a carrot. That's all that's a carrot and a puddle. That's
and
all
buttons.
That's left. And,
right.
and buttons little for buttons. Eyes, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
but like what if you're having a sleepover, Cappy, and you're sleep in the sleepover with you and Rudolph, and that nose is always shining bright.
It's true. It
You're never going to be able to fall asleep.
Yeah, it would be annoying.
Well, and like I mean, from what I understand, you and your dog sleep in the same bed. So would Rudolph sleep in the bed too? That would be difficult.
It's a good question. I mean, my dog and I do sleep butt to butt.
Do you really sleep butt to butt? My dog, also, my new dog, sleeps under the covers in the crook of my arm.
Mm-hmm.
Is that comfortable? That can't be comfortable.
It's kind of nice.
In the middle of the night, that's not comfortable.
How does Juan feel about this?
He's okay because we have three dogs on the bed. So two of them are by Juan and one of them's by me.
Hmm.
So it's a crowded bed.
Kind of sounds like we got five dogs all up in that bed.
California King.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go. I was like, what kind of bed you got?
California King.
California King. There you go.
It's a big bed.
Yeah, it's a big bed. What, Laura, friendship. Rudolph, Frosty.
If I can do what they did to Olaf and just have like a little magical thing going on, I would probably take the snowman just because I think it's cool. But if it can't happen because, you know, then I'll take the reindeer.
Then you'll take if
I don't want my
Frosty's
buddy to
gonna
die.
Melt.
Yeah, I don't want him to melt and
we'll
die.
With Rudolph. Rudolph's
I don't
a nice
know how
guy.
Much of a pain in the ass it is to get Frosty to go anywhere and do anything with you. You know, he's got no legs.
Yeah, he's got good point. He's got no legs.
Hey, have you never seen the Frosty the Snowman old school cartoon?
Yes.
He walks around with the kids, but he's also he's kind of a troublemaker, so he's gonna get you in trouble.
So
right?
That's Cappy though.
Exactly. And at the same time, he talks. Rudolph does not talk. So if you're going to be friends with somebody, don't you want to be friends with someone that talks to you?
Why doesn't Rudolph talk? Rudolph talks.
Rudolph doesn't talk.
I don't think, wait a minute, in the cartoon doesn't Rudolph talk?
It's a reindeer.
No, but in the movie he talks. He's
in
a
the
talking
movie,
reindeer.
He's a talking reindeer.
I don't think he's a talking reindeer.
You make
reindeer.
It seem like talking would be such a crazy thing. The guy's got a red nose.
Yeah, right. Talking.
Out of all the things are crazy.
Talk. You mean,
hey, if you get sick, you
flies,
get a red nose.
He's got a red nose.
Or
then I'll take the snowman with the little thing on the top like Olaf.
I'm going Frosty. Brian?
I'm going Rudolph here.
Yeah, Rudolph.
Yeah, reindeer.
Yeah, reindeer for me.
He'll slam me around.
Yeah.
And the other part of it is I don't want to talk to animals. I have no interest in actually speaking
to animals.
Talking
to snowman. Snowman, that's good.
Yeah. I'm fine with well,
a
snowman
but not an
is,
animal.
Listen to the words, it is a snowman. It is a man made of snow.
Yeah.
I can talk to a man made of snow. Animals, I don't want to know what animals are thinking.
Really?
Rudolph can fly, though.
Yeah, it's,
you can Rudolph ride. Can fly. I
want to you. You don't know that.
See, I would love to. I would love to have a conversation with my dogs, with animals.
Yeah, no. Same.
Yeah, I would not
you
like
want to have
my,
a conversation with Lola.
I have no interest in having a conversation with Lola. I don't think I would be friends with Lola if we could talk
what?
To each other. Yeah.
No, why?
Yeah.
No, because she's very sweet. But then if, at some point when she starts talking to me and saying, give me food, take me out, do all these things, she's going to be annoying. I don't think she's going to be having conversations. She's going to be saying food, walk, pee, poop. That's it.
You know that there's things for dogs to do that? Like they put the little button. They're like, play, outside, feed, like food. Yeah. So they already do that.
Great. My dogs are extremely untrained. All right, let's
Cappy,
switch.
You want to talk to dogs?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I need to talk to him, but I'd like to talk to Rudolph.
Yeah,
he seems like a good conversationalist.
Rudolph, I'd like to visit the Island of Misfit Toys. Right. I always thought that was a cool place to hang out.
Island of Misfit Toys.
I love dogs.
That's the end of that. Okay, Cappy.
Talk to me.
Got a little update on Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Okay.
Who is in the mix for the Dodgers. So a few things. First of all, John Paul Morosi says that the Yankees are prohibitive favorites for Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Okay.
But Jack Harris from The Times says the Dodgers are preparing an offer of $250 to $300 million, somewhere in the range of 9 to 12 years for Yamamoto. And Morosi says in order to get him away from the Yankees, you have to blow their number out of the water.
Okay.
What do you think? Where does he wind up?
I think first and foremost, anybody who gives a pitcher, any pitcher, I don't care who it is, you give a pitcher a 9-year deal to a 12-year deal, big mistake. Huge mistake. Monster mistake. I would never give a pitcher that kind of money. I mean, listen, the money that they've committed to Ohtani, to me, is more about his hitting than it is his pitching, because there's no guarantee he ever comes back or to the way he was. So I would never do this deal. So if I had to take a guess, I would leave this to the desperate Yankees to maybe pull this off.
Yeah.
More so than the Dodgers.
You know, Cappy, you raised an interesting point.
I do.
And I was thinking about this today also.
You hear that, Bergie?
I
raised an interesting point.
You can sometimes.
A 10-year contract for a starting pitcher that has never pitched in the big leagues.
Right.
Is a little nuts. And it's so not Andrew Friedman. It's so not what he's done. Now, by the way, I was very surprised at the Glasnow contract. I don't know why you signed him to 5 years, $135 million. I think that contract could be a bad one for the Dodgers because he's never started more than 22 games in a season. And in the case of Yamamoto, 10 years. I mean, what's the last pitcher that got a 10-year contract?
I don't think there has been.
What's the one that paid off?
What was the one that Scherzer had gotten? The one from, I want to say, was it Washington? What was this? There was a big, ginormous contract that Scherzer had gotten before he was traded to the Dodgers, before he went to the Mets, and before he went down to Texas where he finished last year. There was a long-term, big-money kind of deal for Scherzer, as I recall.
So he just signed. He did a 3-year $130 million. Let me see what he had here. So he was at Washington from 2015 to 2022. I'm not sure if that's all one contract or not. It doesn't say.
I know they gave Strasburg a huge monster deal.
It was a ton of money, absolutely. But how much of this for Yamamoto, how much does this matter that he's 25 years old?
Yep.
You give that contract to Glasnow also because it's not so much for the length of the contract. It's for winning now and winning consistently.
Yeah.
So if you get, let's say you get 3-4 years of him and you're in the World Series every year, you win 3 of those with Shohei, Yamamoto, and Glasnow. Is it worth it?
You're saying if he's good for 4 years and then
in that 10-year deal, you get the first 4 years at least, at the very least, he gets 4 to 5 years of great ball and you win 3 World Series. Is that contract worth it?
Well, wait a minute. Of course. World Series. There's nobody that's going to say no to 3 World Series.
But my point is that this is all has to do with Shohei. You're getting these guys, giving these monster deals, these length of deals, because Shohei wants to win now, and you give him a huge deal to win consistently now. So you do this to make sure you get as many big arms as you can to win next year,
I get that.
Year after,
but
and the year
what
after
I don't
that.
Get, I don't get 10 years.
Okay,
I don't get 10 years.
But let's just talk about the number for a second. Forget about the years for just one quick minute.
Yep.
If we're talking about a 10-year, $250 million deal, and that averages out to $25 million a year, $25 million a year right now for a starting, like a frontline number one starting pitcher, that's kind of a bargain, $25 million. But
stretch it over 10 years.
Not so much. But the question is this guy who, at only 25 years old, who has dominated and won all the hardware while pitching as a pro in Japan,
mm-hmm.
does that immediately walk through the door and convert against major league hitters? If he's got, I'm just making this up, if he's got a 2.0 ERA in Japan, is that a 4.0 in Major League Baseball?
Is that a 3.0? So let me just,
hard to connect.
It is hard to compare. But, for example, last year a lesser pitcher came from Japan, a guy named Kode Senga, and signed with the Mets. Mm-hmm. Kode Senga wound up with, I think, 13 wins and a
three-something ERA
and was very, very good, struck everybody out, had a lot of strikeouts in his innings, pitched the entire season. So if that's a comp, if Yamamoto is better than Kode Senga, then Yamamoto's really good.
The length of time.
I'm in agreement, by the way.
I mean, if you told me 5 years and $125 million or 5 years and $150 million, I'd be like, hey, 5 years, 25 to 30 years old. When you're 25, you get him to the end when he's 30.
Right.
You're asking for a guy to go to 35, and you've already seen Ohtani blow out his arm twice.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen the number of injuries that have happened to Kershaw. You look at Walker Buehler, and you see the number of times that he's had to have Tommy John surgery, Dustin May, et cetera, et cetera. Why would you ever think a pitcher could last 10 years, let alone pay him for 10 years?
Yeah, I think it would be a mistake. I'm going to say right now, I think it's a mistake to give any starting pitcher a 10-year contract. Even if it's Yamamoto, it's a mistake.
I think, I mean, it's probably going to end up at the end of it all being a mistake, but I think they're going to be interesting with the way they do the contract. I mean, maybe there's outs in it. Maybe there's, like,
maybe
deferrals.
Maybe money, all that
exactly.
kind of stuff.
There's
now everybody's deferring.
Sure, and however it has to be. And by the way, Cappy, it was a 7-year, $105 million deal for Scherzer to Washington.
Okay, 7 years, $105 million. Yep. This is back then.
Yep. So, I mean, this is a lot more money. He's also younger. He is unproven in all of it. I just think that the biggest problem the Dodgers have is starting pitching.
Right.
You know that they need starting
pitching.
But you can do it
without, you can put together a starting rotation without signing a guy to a 10-year contract.
Correct.
Whether it's Dylan Cease or Corbin Burns or guys that they see out there, trade targets. They've got all this capital that they can trade. Talent that they can trade. They've got these young pitchers that they can potentially move in a deal the way they did with Pepiot. I mean, there are other options out there that don't include signing a guy to a 10-year, $300 million contract.
I agree. The way that I think that Andrew Friedman is thinking is that we need starting pitching. This is the best name that's out there and is young. So let's go get him.
Other part of it is, hey, look, you know, you got Ohtani for 10 years.
Yep.
Now you bring Yamamoto in for 10 years. Yep. And who knows what Ohtani is as a pitcher 2 years from now. And who knows if this guy's going to last the full 10 years.
Yeah.
But still, if you're looking at the next 10 years, and by the way, remember, Andrew Friedman has guaranteed employment. So long as...
Yes, as long as Ohtani's
right,
there.
Yep. Right. If Ohtani's there, Friedman's there.
Yeah, yeah. All right, last thing before we get out of this, Crypto Ray, our friend Crypto Ray writes, Rudolph
the General.
Is soft. Starts crying when they don't allow him to play reindeer games.
Oh, that's true.
I haven't seen the movie in a while.
You guys are soft. See, you guys are soft.
Yeah. Rudolph is so soft. All right, coming up next for you, what you need to know. It is a combo plate. Me, Cappy, Bergman's here, producer Brian, producer Laura, 710 ESPN.